Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, have a malady and need a second opinion? Give us a call, 312-981-7200, or send us a text. Dr. Jim Adams is in the studio. He's the Chief Medical Officer and Senior Vice President at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Doctor. How are you?
Good. Glad to be here.
Our visit with Dr. Adams is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Okay, so before the news, I said the CDC is out with new guidance on what close contact is. I didn't tell the audience what it is. But what they're saying now, it used to be, right, you had to be in close contact with someone for 15 minutes to be susceptible. Now they're saying those 15 minutes could add up. So if I'm next to you for 5 minutes three times, that's considered close contact.
It is. They said 15 minutes, even if it's interspersed over 24 hours. However, from me personally, I wear my mask, I keep a distance, and if you have a mask, it does not count as an exposure. Personally, I just keep it simple. I don't try to memorize all the rules.
So you just wear the mask and you don't worry about the rules?
Correct.
The rest of us are dying to know the rules, Doctor.
I know, but I think wear the mask, we prove it can be safe.
Well, so here you are in the studio, you know, and we're leaving it up to the guests mostly, and we're not having many people in. You're a doctor, and you chose to come in. Why is it that you feel comfortable coming in here?
Well, number one, I wear the mask the whole way through and in. It's a huge room. There's nobody else in the room. So I think it's very, very safe. And I do think that we do have to live life. But I'm very conscious of risks. I keep a mask on. I have my glasses, too. And I know that there have been no patient to caregiver transmissions as long as the patient and the nurse and doctor both have masks on and eye protection, ideally. So we know that we can be safe with distance and with masks.
Are we in close contact now? We're about 6 feet away?
Well, we're farther than that.
Are we?
I think we're far away.
I could get closer.
No, I wouldn't allow that.
Are you going to have a Thanksgiving dinner?
So the family will gather. We've already talked. We hope that it'll be warm enough to keep ventilation. We're going to have some windows open and good ventilation. We're going to have tables set in different rooms apart, so there won't be anybody congregating for long periods. So we're going to set it up to do it very safely. People will have masks.
So more than just the kids' table this year.
It'll be multiple tables, right. Multiple small.
Yeah. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can call or text that number. I was saying earlier, you know, everyone knew this. Well, I shouldn't say everyone knew because no one knows everything, right, anything about this virus. We're pretty in the dark still.
It's a virus that's been new to humanity in this year, in calendar 2020. The fact that we could have the genome in early January, get testing, and start to discern treatments is really miraculous. It seems like we don't know anything, but we're discovering it.
So I was talking to you off the air about this story that certain blood types are impacted more than others, and there's no sense in getting into the weeds in it because you said not to make too much of just about anything we're hearing now, or explain that for me.
So the science is coming out, but I think it's unfortunate that every article or every hypothesis makes the media and people are hungry for information. But the scientists have to aggregate lots of information over time. It does seem that people of certain genetic subtypes, and that's manifested as O-type bloods, we think, seem to be a bit less susceptible. But even so, we do have people with O blood type in the ICU mm-hmm. and with severe infection. So this is not a protective factor. It just seems less frequent. It just gives a clue for more investigation.
All right. So we're following that. Are you surprised where we are right now in this pandemic? I mean, I started to say everyone knew a second wave was coming, but it seems as if this one came pretty quickly.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think we're surprised because we have ramped up testing to enormous degrees, but still see more. need more. And people are going about activities, and colleges returned and started to spread, and it made its way through. We hope if people control behavior, control mobility, do wear masks, that this peak will be smaller. However, it could be far larger if people keep moving around without masks.
We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams. He is the Chief Medical Officer, Senior Vice President of Northwestern Medicine, and we can take your calls or text as well. Carl's on the line. We're going to get to his question real quick, but I mentioned to you that I thought people now feel some invulnerability, like if they didn't get in the first wave, that they somehow think they're not going to get it. And you said you feel just the opposite.
Oh, I feel very cautious. I feel very vulnerable, but it helps me be safe because I'm constantly watching distance and sensing physical proximity. I feel very vulnerable, in fact.
You do. But you have a confidence with you.
I do. Because of that vulnerability, it gives me a caution and an ease because I have masks with me all the time. I have hand sanitizer. I keep physical distancing. And because I'm constantly aware of the distances and surrounding, I feel safer, but I feel vulnerable.
The number is 312-981-7200. Carl has called. Carl, welcome to WGN. Yeah. What can we do for you?
Hello, Steve. Hello, doctor. Doctor, did he still have the, I know I sound like a young dude, but I'm actually a senior citizen. you still recommend the older version, you know, for the senior citizens, the regular flu shot? You still have that?
Yeah, make an appointment with your doctor, and there is a flu shot for seniors, a stronger one to bolster that immunity. Any flu shot is good, but if you have a doctor who can get you the one made for seniors, that would be ideal. But getting a flu shot is very important.
Will do.
All right, Carl. Thank you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We had a text who said, did I hear you just say that it's okay to have Thanksgiving dinner? Can I have my sister and her kids over to the house? But then she said, they live in Carpentersville. We live in Chicago. The suburbs have a higher infection rate than the city, right?
The suburbs are increasing in the city. This will have an impact on Thanksgiving. People do have to be incredibly careful around Thanksgiving. It does set up infectious events. Family gatherings are important, but masks, distancing, ventilation is going to be imperative if anybody gets together. Please, please be careful at Thanksgiving.
I grew up in farm country where we would have our buffet dinners for the holidays in the garage. Right, with the garage door open, that's where you could seat the most people. Finally, that might be a good idea.
It sounds perfect.
Right. All right, we'll talk about that. 312-981-7200. Here's another text. I'm an elementary teacher where we have small classes daily for a full day. What precautions should I take before I enter my home at the end of the day?
So that sounds like a very good plan. Hopefully you're wearing face masks, maybe a face shield and the mask all day. You definitely have to carefully take off and disinfect the face shield. You could spray alcohol on it. Wash your hands very, very thoroughly before you touch your face, before you touch anything else. What I do in addition is I take the clothes off at the door entry, get in the shower, lots of soap and water. Soap and water does kill this virus. Mm-hmm. I wash my hair. And so just soap and water, good cleansing. It helps.
So, but are we still as concerned about contact as we were before?
So, we don't know. It's not a major source of spread. It is not a major source of spread. It's really the breath of other people that's spreading it. However, I want to be very careful. I want to be maximally careful. And if some viruses on me, it's easy enough to wash off.
Okay, so I'm picturing waiting for the L in winter, right? And it's very cold. And you exhale and you see this cloud go out. And the cloud can go for quite a distance, right? Is that what we're talking about when we talk about spread by breath?
That's a really good description, yeah. And that's the perfect image. And imagine now just having a face mask on, that breath really doesn't go anywhere.
Right, but that breath goes a long way.
And Without a mask, it does. Yeah. It sure does.
And if you have a mask on, is there evidence that you protect yourself a little bit?
There is emerging evidence that you protect yourself a lot and definitely protect others as well. It's a great idea for you.
Here's a text. Should my husband and I fly to California for Christmas to see our children? We're in our 70s.
It's impossible for me to advise one way or another. And we're advising our people to not travel. We have strong recommendations to not travel. However, there's going to be personal circumstances that make strong recommendations to not travel be overcome. And if you do, I wear a powerful mask. I wear face shields. I disinfect. I'm super careful. But we recommend not traveling. We understand some people will.
I'm going to California next month, doctor.
We'll get you a face shield.
Okay, I'll take it.
And a mask.
I'll take it. Someone called about herd immunity. You know, it's getting a lot of talk. And I don't know, have you followed what they tried to do or what they're doing in Sweden? And how's that working?
I have. Look at Denmark. They're doing a lot better. They didn't have the severity and had a good economic success. The herd immunity, I am not sure that it's the way to think about it. I don't think we should talk about herd immunity. The immunity for this virus probably is not going to be lasting long enough or strong enough to get herd effects. It's a vaccine and treatments that will get us through this. I don't think global herd immunity is the way.
312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Steve has called. Steve, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Doctor.
What can we do for you?
My question is, I heard you mention that there's a cumulative effect of a total of 15 minutes with masks. And I understand from the CDC there's three levels of mask. And my concern is I've heard cotton masks generally, unless they're, you know, made with multiple layers, are not as effective as surgical. Surgical at best could be 30-40%, but if it's a level one or level two, it could be much higher. Could you comment on when you say, if I wear a mask, it's not a problem? What type of mask, you know, we don't have the access that you do of those type one. What kind of mask are you talking about? Level one, two, three, describe them.
Steve, let me just say, and tell me if I'm wrong, doctor, it looks like you're wearing the mask that I could buy at my hardware store, drugstore right now.
It's exactly right.
Okay.
You hit it nail on the head. You could buy the medical procedure masks at a lot of stores, and they are widely available now, and they are very protective. You don't need that highest level protective mask to really be substantially protective.
And the highest protective, is it M65?
The N95.
N95, okay. Because I've heard advertisements for other products that seem to try to sound like N95. You know, so I think you should be careful when you're shopping, too.
That's great advice.
Definitely check things out. Is it safe for a 25-person family party?
That's pretty big. I think the 25-person family party is not advisable. The statistics are such that there's going to be risk of COVID in that population that could really spread. I would break that into smaller groups, more distant groups, and go slow with that.
You know, so there's a balance too, or maybe there's not a balance, you know, but it's going to be painful for parents and grandparents not to see their kids and grandkids on the holiday, right? Does that enter into the equation at all?
I do think it does. I think if people have built their safety habits and are reliable, I think that there are ways for the older adults to be well protected. But we do have to consciously protect them.
Susan is on a phone line. Susan, welcome to WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi there. I tested positive. Super mild case. I need to get a flu shot for work. I'm not really sure how long I should wait. I don't feel like risking it again, but I know I need to get one.
How long ago did you test positive?
October 2nd.
Okay. So your question is, should you get a flu shot now?
Yeah. Should I wait?
So just for perspective, the patients in the hospital who are very, very sick, not with COVID, really with anything, we give them flu shots because it's safer to get the flu shot and get immunity than to get the flu. With COVID, we have no specific knowledge. It's just too new of a virus. But if a person is completely asymptomatic, feels well, and is going about normal business, I don't know that there's any recommendation to not get a flu shot. I think it's probably okay to proceed.
Susan, I'm glad it was a mild case.
Yes, it was super mild. Thank God.
You bet. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate that. Let's try to squeeze in one more real quick. We'll go to line two. Marie, we've got a quick question. Go ahead.
Hi, Mary.
Mary, I'm sorry. Yes, what's your question?
Oh, hi. Hi. Thank you so much, doctor. My mom's in a nursing home. They started allowing outdoor visits for 20 minutes once a week towards the end of summer. I've been very safe. Haven't been around any people for probably at least the last 6 months. Just wondering, do you think there would be any possibility we would safely have an indoor visit at her facility?
Right now, the unfortunate thing is COVID is increasing in so many communities, the nursing homes are going to be very reluctant to do that. But if we got the global community COVID rate down, I think the nursing homes would really, really like to do that. They know how important your visits are.
Dr. Jim Adams, thanks very much for coming by. It was nice to talk to you.
Great to be here.
Dr. Jim Adams is the Chief Medical Officer, Senior Vice President of Northwestern Medicine.